morning and a warm welcome to our Christmas family special. Amen. It's good to see all the smiling faces. Thank you for being here this morning, from the youngest to the oldest. Amen. Let us start by singing Joy to the World. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare.
The Lord's blessing on our time this morning, and for those that need that special touch, there are many who are not well at this time. And we just pray, Lord, that you will undertake, Lord, and meet those needs, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Set them free. May they know that peace. May they know that inner peace, that joy, Lord, in spite of their circumstances, Lord, that comes from knowing you, Lord. Bless those, Lord, who normally gather with us and are not here this morning, Lord. You know, Lord, and just bless us as we spend this time, Lord, in your presence, Lord. Lord, and we ponder and think, Lord, of the God of all glory who came, Lord, to this earth as a babe, Lord, lived a perfect life and went to that cruel cross of Calvary that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. And amen. Who's got the reading? Reading from Luke chapter 1. You want to come up here and read it?
The angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favour with God, and you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give to him the throne of his father David."
Amen. Okay, let's just come to the Bible. We've got a couple of minutes left. And it's from Luke chapter 1. Frank spoke to us last week about Mary from these scriptures, from these passages. But here's a little bit from the story of Mary when she was told that she was going to have baby boy, baby Jesus. And she said, "How is it possible?" She couldn't see how it's possible for her. She was just a young girl to have a baby. How can it be? The Lord said this, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And I just wanted to think about that this morning, Christmas time. This is very important at Christmas. With God, nothing shall be impossible. It's nice to have the story.
Yes, that's right.
But it's more than just a nice story. We don't want to associate it with all the fairy stories that we are familiar with and all the make-believe stories. This is a true story.
Yeah.
And with God, nothing shall be impossible. And that's very, very appropriate, not only at Christmas time, but all the time for those who know the Lord, those who know God. Because right at the heart of the Christian faith is the miraculous. You can't really be a Christian unless you believe in miracles. Unless you believe that with God, nothing is impossible.
Right.
It's at the very heart of the Christian faith. Christian faith is not just a religion of forms and ceremonies. Learn the forms, learn the ceremonies, and you're there. No, it's something where the miraculous happens.
Yes.
And everyone who is a true Christian has experienced that miracle in their lives. We have to know that with God, nothing is impossible. You see, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. The world will tell you that's impossible. But it happened. It happened. With God, nothing is impossible. When Jesus was born, it was the Lord himself coming to earth. God, the infinite, the eternal, became man. You say that's impossible. No, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
He lived his life here on earth as a man, and he lived a perfect life. You say that's impossible. You know from your own experience that you can't live by yourselves a perfect life, can you? How many people are there here this morning that have never made a mistake, have never done anything wrong? I didn't see any hands. It's impossible. But Jesus lived the perfect life.
Yes.
He is the Lord from heaven. He suffered and died upon the cross for our sins. And then on the third day, he rose again from the dead. He said, that's impossible. People don't rise from the dead. But Jesus rose again from the dead. He is the eternal one. Death had no hold on him. He is the eternal one. His death was for our sins. The penalty that we should have paid was laid upon him. The impossible happened. That doesn't make sense, does it? The impossible happened. Because with God, nothing is impossible. And you know, this is the story for every Christian, for every believer. Every believer, every true Christian has experienced that miracle of a special birth. We're thinking about a special birth at Christmas, the birth of Jesus. But everyone who's come to the Lord and become a Christian knows that experience that the Bible speaks about as the new birth, being born again of God's Spirit, becoming a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. You see, without that experience, you can't be in the family of God. Without an experience, you can't be a Christian. Without that experience, you can't know that you've got eternal life and you're going to heaven. It's because you have that experience of the miracle of the new birth that you've got the assurance that you're now a child of God. Your sins have been dealt with. Your sins have been forgiven. You've been cleansed. And with this new life, you're going to live forever in the presence of God. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And you know, through that miracle, we have become God's children. It's impossible, but it's happened. Hallelujah. Through that miracle, we have everlasting life. You say we die. Everyone dies. No. Those that are born again of God's Spirit, the Bible says they'll never die. Jesus said in John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Amen. What about that? What about that?
Glory.
With God, all things are possible. One day, we're going to be raised to life again. It's just Jesus was risen, was raised from the dead.
Yes.
All those that die in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
They're going to be raised to be with him forever, with the Lord. You know, and faith, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour this morning, through faith in him, you can know this life where the impossible becomes possible.
That's right.
Where nothing is impossible for God. Faith brings us, faith in God brings us into that miraculous life. Every day, every situation, every problem, every need, God has an answer. When you say, there's no way ahead, when you say there's no answer to this problem, God's got the answer.
That's right.
He's got the answer to your immediate need of forgiveness of sin. Your immediate need to know life in all its fullness. His name should be called Jesus. It says in Matthew's Gospel chapter 1, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. When you commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, ask him into your heart and life, he will save you from your sins. All that's ruined your life in the past, all your sin, all your failure, all your mistakes, it will all be dealt with. God makes all things whole. God makes all things right. All the evil influences in your life can be driven away. Yeah. All those evil and wrong attitudes, self-destruction, despair, depression. God can deal with all those things. Where you say, it's not possible. I've lived with this problem all my life. God says, no, it's possible. With him, all things are possible. And this morning, he can meet your every need. Is your life filled with fear and anxiety because of the situations in your life? If you commit your life to him, he'll make you a new person, a new creature. And those things that you feared, those things that you were full of anxiety about, God will deal with that and bring you peace. Because the Bible promises to every believer his love, his joy in all its fullness, his peace that passes all understanding, peace that the world can't know. Jesus can change and transform your life. This baby that was born 2,000 years ago is Jesus. And this Jesus is alive today. And he can cleanse your life more, the mistakes and the sin of the past. He can change your life. He can transform your life. He'll forgive. He'll deliver. He'll set free. And he'll bring you peace where before there's only been torment. Let him deal with the mess that sin has caused in your life this morning. Let him forgive. Let him cleanse you. Let him renew you. Receive that miracle of receiving divine life, eternal life. Just as Jesus was born, you can know a new birth this morning and a new life, a new start, his love, his joy, his peace. All you have to do is accept him. Jesus. Mary, when she stood before the angel, said, behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And when this morning we respond to what God is telling us, and say, Lord, let it be according to your word in my life.
That's right.
Change me. Save me. Make me a new person. Cleanse me and forgive me for all my sin. And he will do that. All you have to do this morning is in a simple prayer say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. I know I've done wrong. I know I've made mistakes. But Lord, I'm turning from that this morning. Come into my heart and life. Make me a new creature, a new creation, a new person. Let me know that new birth. Let me know your forgiveness. Let me know your cleansing. And you know, he will never fail you. Jesus came to rescue. When he was born in that manger 2,000 years ago, he came to rescue ruined, desolate sinners. Sinners bound for hell, to make them into children of God.
Glory.
Bound for heaven.
Amen.
And eternal life, eternal joy in the presence of God. That final welcome to the saints when they're called home to be with the Lord is enter into the joy of your Lord. Let's just have a short prayer together. Lord, we thank you this morning that you came to this earth.
Amen.
That you were born in that simple and humble
thank
way.
You,
and Lord, we pray that we might know your love, your joy, your peace in our hearts and lives today. This morning, if you know that need this morning of Jesus Christ in your heart and life, just pray this simple prayer with me, just in your heart to the Lord, but pray this simple prayer with me this morning as we are gathered together. Lord Jesus, I know all my mistakes and sins and the folly of my past. Lord, this morning I'm coming to you, Lord. I'm turning away from my sin. I'm repenting of those sins, Lord, this morning. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. Change me, transform me. Make me a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Make me a new creation in you, Lord. Give me that new life, Lord. Let me know that new birth from above. Lord, that I might know your forgiveness, your love, your peace, your joy. Lord, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And as you pray that prayer this morning, in that simple way of faith, the Lord will answer your prayer. And you'll know from this day forward the change that begins to take place in your life because you're beginning to grow as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody this morning, if you prayed that prayer, that you've prayed that prayer and you've asked Jesus into your heart and life. Share it with others in Jesus' name. Amen. It was on a starry night. You know, the other thing we like about Christmas is the gifts. So we've got a few gifts this morning. We want to sort of complete the picture. Let's have some gifts. It's nice to give gifts. It's nice to receive them, but it's nice to give them.
Amen.
Making other people happy, isn't it?
God gave a great gift.
He did.
Christ.
For God so loved the world that he gave
Amen.
His only begotten Son.
Yeah.
That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are some gifts for adults, and there are some gifts for the...
Under 15. When the hills were bright, her face gleamed.
coming to this world. Thank you, Lord. You went to that cross of Calvary to suffer and die for us. And rose again. Lord, be with us today and through this time of celebration, Lord, we pray. Be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.